This week's parasha, Zera Hashem, it's Parashas Ki Tavo. So it's speaking about the Bikurim, so let's read a little bit of the parasha and see what exactly it says. Vaya, it was Ki Tavo, when you will come. And it'll be when you come, El Ehaar. The concept of Bikurim is a very fundamental concept. That when a person sees the good that comes out from the bad, that even the bad has outside of it a good. What does that mean? If you had 5 hours of pain, you had a stomach ulcer, right? You had 5 hours of terrific pain. And then you had a very good meal for 5 hours, or a few meals for 5 hours, right? I can't think of what you could have for 5 hours, but you ate whatever you ate for 5 hours. How many people will say, oh, such a good meal, and we forget about a stomach ulcer? No one will be interested in the meal. What makes a person, when he has good coming out of bad, see the good? It's only if the matara, the thing that bad is taking him, is higher than the bad itself. It's only if there's a purpose in life. There's a higher purpose. When a person has a higher purpose in life, a kirva, a getting close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then a person can see that bad is really bringing him to something good. Hakaras HaTov, therefore, a recognition of the good that Kodesh Baruch Hu does to us, it only can be if you recognize that the purpose of your life has a purpose, and that purpose is coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That even the bad that happens to a person is there to bring him close. And when a person recognizes that, he's meshabed himself to that purpose. He nullifies himself to that purpose, which is the purpose of coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And only then, when there's a higher purpose, can he see the bad as something good. So Hakara, without that shibud, without the nullification of self to a higher level of purpose, that without that concept of coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there cannot be Hakara Satov. There cannot be a recognition that the bad is good. There has to be a higher level of understanding in order to see bad as something good, or see within the bad the good that comes out of it. Otherwise, how can you bring the Bikurim? All the tzar that you had, all the pain that you had, how can you explain the little good that comes out of it in comparison to the bad? The only way is if there's a shibud to a higher purpose. So Mikra Bikurim, the vidui of this Bikurim, the bringing of the Bikurim, is showing that a person has, he's meshavad himself to this higher purpose. And when a person has mishavad himself to this higher purpose, that's called Matan Torah. That's called a recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and his will in the world, and a shibud, and a subserviency to that will, to that purpose. And when a person has that, that's a tikkun of the chet of Adam HaRishon, because there he's recognizing the good. Had Adam HaRishon recognized the good in the bad that happened to him, and recognize that he had to change and come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he distances himself from eating the fruit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have accepted that tshuva, and he would have come close. But that he didn't recognize that bad was to bring him to good. He saw that as bad in itself, so he was kafa b'tov, he didn't see any good in it. Then he didn't see a higher purpose. If he didn't see a high person, he was menutak. He was separated from Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if he was separated from Kodesh Baruch Hu, the only way that he could be reconnected is if he went through the toils of life. Through the toils of life, and through misan, through death, which is ultimately the biggest nullification of self, could he come to fully nullify himself to his Creator. And that's what Mikra Bikurim brings to a person. When a person has this concept of Mikra Bikurim, of bringing Bikurim and the reading, the vidui Bikurim, it's a vidui. Like we say, vidui do tshuva, it's a vidui. It's a recognition of a higher level of self and a higher level of purpose. And then a person is fixing the chet of Adam HaRishon. Revolbi explains that that's a simcha What's simcha? Simcha, that's what we say in the parasha, v'samachta b'chol atov, and you were happy with all the goodness that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. Simcha, says Revolvi, is when there's two opposites synthesize, or they come close, or they synthesize and become one. And he basically explains that what's this opposite? Opposites, the lashon for opposites, kenegdo, negdo. When nigudim, right, that's parasela eizo kenegdo. And in a certain sense, the explanation of that is very simply. The toils in life, when a person has a recognition that life's toils and life's troubles, right, are there to reorient him, to change him, for a higher purpose, that even those troubles, even those hardships, right, when they have meaning, when a person gives a higher meaning, even those hardships bring a person ultimately to Simcha. And that's this concept of Mikra Bikurim. This is what we're explaining all the time. Says Revolvi, there's nigudim in three aspects of self. Shemayim ba'aretz, heaven and earth, are opposites, the connections of heaven and earth. Ish ve'isha, a man and his wife, the opposite, eizah kenegdo. Neshama ve'guf, soul and body, the opposites. The three aspects of man's persona, is Shemayim ba'aretz, or Torah, his connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is Torah, that requires toil. His connection with people, which is through his wife, that's a connecto, right? That requires toil. You guys don't know yet. That requires work. Marriage isn't heaven. Marriage is a work out. And if you work out well, you have a good marriage. If you don't work it out, you don't have a good marriage. Marriage requires work. The third one is neshama v'guf, the opposites. To bring your neshama into your guf, that it permeates your guf, requires work. Avodas Hamidus, working a person's character traits, that's a very hard job. It requires a lot of work. You know, we're not born with good midas. We work to get the good midas. We're born with the Yetzer Hara. Our Yetzer Tov comes in later in life. It takes a lot of work to remove that Yetzer Hara. It creates a lot of Shviras Hamidus, breaking of Hamidus. Says Rishael Salant, it's harder to change one meter than to learn of the whole Shas. And we know how hard it is to learn Shas. So you can imagine how hard it is to change a meter. It's a work of a lifetime. Halavai, we change a little bit. That's what we're here for. The Groh in Evan Shema says, if a person doesn't change his meters, Lama lo chayim, what does he need life for? That's the tachlis of here. We're here to change ourselves, to improve ourselves. That's what brings a person to Simcha. We're not here to have a smoothie. You know, even the word smoothie is to have a smooth life, to have an easy chalak, you know? Easy, take it easy, sit in the wires,
drink a smoothie.
Yeah, once in a while, you can take a break. You don't have to like pump the whole time, you know? It's not a workout. You're allowed to take a break and come back, but you have to understand that real life is that work, that hard work. When life gets too hard, you can take a break from it. You're allowed to. That's talking about technique. There's technique in life. You don't have to take all of life's troubles, and if it gets too hard, just pound away. Sometimes you can take a little break, you know? When you're walking in the rain, it's raining too heavy, you know, you go under a tree, you go under a shade, you wait for the rain to go away, then you start walking with your umbrella. It's still raining, but it's not raining as heavy. You're allowed to take a break in life. The Gemara, there's a Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara says, Shlosha Matanas, three presents, Tovas, good presents, according to Baruch Hu gave us. What are they? Torah, I might not be saying the all right order. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Torah, Israel, V'olam Haba, the world to come. V'kulam, and all of them, Niknim, are acquired Ali Be'isurim, through toil. And then the Gemara brings Psukim. Now, the whole Gemara doesn't really make sense. It says three presents. A present means you get it from free. And then the Gemara says they're bought through Isurim. How can you get a present and be bought through Isurim? Or it's a present that's given to you, or it's bought. You pay for it through toil. The pshat is, the toil is to make you a vessel that can hold the present. When you toil and you purify yourself, then you will be zocher, you will merit the present of Torah, of Eretz Yisrael, and of Olam Haba. Without the toil, a person is removed from his higher self, from his higher persona. Only the toil for something which is higher than self gives him as a present that higher level self. Because a person can't get to a higher level self in of himself. He can't reach to connect to something which is beyond self. A person can't reach to connect to his creator. His creator is beyond him. He's just a little ant over here. How can he relate to his creator? The only way he can relate to his creator is if he toils and he prepares himself and he makes himself into a vessel, then his creator permeates him and appears and connects with him. And that's the present of Torah and Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba. So now after Bikurim, it says, Tichaleh, ki tichaleh le'asor et kol ma'aseh tevotecha. When you finish to take all the ma'aseh, all the tenth of your tour of your produce, b'shana shlishit, in the third year, shenat ha'maiseh, it's called the year of the ma'aseh. What's the year of the ma'aseh? So you first take ma'aseh rishon, which goes to the Levim. The Levim, as we know, they don't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have a nachla. Why? Because the Levim represent the Lomdei Torah. Like a tenth of the Jewish people would be sitting and learning Torah, right? So they would get a tenth of your produce. You give a tenth of the produce because they don't have land. So you give them a tenth to, what's it called, to support the Torah. So you'd have Torah in Klal Yisrael. Then the other tenth, v'natata lelevi legel yitom almana, you gave it to the ger yitom almana. That's the ma'isa anim. From this we have the minhag of taking ma'isa. Tosfos learns in Yuma, there's three shitas, or ma'isa ksofim is deraisa, or if it's a minhag, or if it's nothing, Shulchan Aruch passes, it's nothing, you don't have to give ma'isa a tenth, but davka, you have to give the mitzvah tzedakah. Ma'isa anim is the third of the 6 years. The other years, which is the first, second, fourth, and fifth, right? Those are years of Ma'aser Sheni. When you bring Ma'aser Sheni and you bring the fruit to Yerushalayim and you eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim. Va'achlu b'sharech v'saveyu. And you eat it in your gate and you, right? Va'amart l'fnei Hashem lokecha. Be'arti HaKadosh min habayit. I removed all the ma'asos at a certain time, after every 3 years. V'gam netati levi regel yitom almana. B'chol mitzvotecha shetzivitani lo avati mitzvotecha. I didn't do wrong your mitzvah. I did it in the order. V'lo shechachti. I didn't forget to bake a bracha on the ma'asos. Now what is it saying here? After a person has this recognition, this hakaras hatov, this recognition of what he's living for, what does that bring him? When a person is connected to his creator, when he's connected and he has this recognition of the Tov, Hakaras HaTov, that makes a person a different person. When a person recognizes all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to him, it connects him with the whole Jewish people. It makes him into a giving person. So automatically, he gives Maisa to the thing which he's living for, which is the Torah. So he gives Maisa a tenth to those who are learning Torah. The other tenth he gives to the Aniyim, right? Lo avalti mitzvotecha. I didn't not give in the proper order, in the proper way, right? Says the Chofetz Chaim, the highest level of tzedakah is to give to Aniyim bnei Torah, to people who are poor who are learning, right? Because that's both of them. Velo shachachti. And he didn't forget to make a bracha. What do you mean make a bracha? When you make a bracha on something, what does it mean? There's a hoda'ah. A bracha is a hoda'ah. It's a bukas a shevach. You're saying, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me so much good. that I can give good to other people, I can help other people, I can take my money, I can take my produce, not only my first fruits, but a tenth of my fruit, I'm giving it to something which is higher, the Torah. I'm giving it to people who are afflicted, anim, people who don't have. Because I have so much good, I can give now for myself. I didn't eat from it when I was an ba'onen, when I had someone who died, one of the person's krovim died, and I didn't eat it when I was tame, and I didn't use it for a mace. All these things mean I didn't use it. Mace means something which is stagnant. I didn't use it for a purpose which is stagnant. I used it for something which gives life to the world. I gave life by giving life to anim. And ani is considered kames. By giving him tzedakah, I revive him. I give him life. I give life when I'm giving my money to the Torah. Why? To those who are learning Torah. Why? Because that money is elevated to a higher level. Torah is chayim. Torah brings life to the world. Then it says, after I've done these things, shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai, I listened to the voice of God, my Lord. I did everything that He commanded me. Now it says, Hashkifa. Now you are Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashkifa. Mima'on Kodshecha. Hashkifa. When we see the Lashon Hashkifa, we see it. Chazal say, Kol Hashkafa Ra. All the looking is Ra. So it's a midas. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu looked, when did He look? He looked on Sodom. He looked at Sodom. That was midas adin. Hashkifa usually means midas adin. Mima'on Kodshecha. Min Hashamayim. He looked from the heavens. Ubarech et amecha, and you blessed your people, et Yisrael, the Jewish people, ve'et adama shenatata lanu, and the land which you gave to us, kasher nishbata avoteinu eretz zevat chalav udvash, the land of flowing with milk and honey. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person does all these things, when he has the sakaras hatov, when he has the feel of goodness, and he gives from himself some of that goodness to other people, right, to make their lives better, he's doing that tzedakah, then we change midas adin, we change hashkifa, which is midas adin, into a midah of rachamim, into a midah of mercy, and that gives us bracha. Even from midas adin we get the bracha. So that's a tremendous thing that we're learning here. When a person recognizes the good in what is happening in his life, and a person's a different person, a person becomes a giving person, a person becomes subjugated to something higher. When a person becomes such a giving person, then he gives to the right things, he gives to the proper things, he's giving of himself, he's giving to himself, and not only is giving to himself, because he's living for a higher purpose, he has the ability to give to others.